This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm with my good colleague, Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Just a few minutes on the Gaza plan, which is in the air. Smiles by the president and the prime minister of Israel after a meeting at the White House. Much talk of Tony Blair, former prime minister, becoming the overlord of a independent panel to administer the rebuilding of Gaza and the reorganizing of its government without Hamas. We're told by headlines that the U.S. is okay with this, that the Israeli cabinet, even the far right, are not blocking it, that the Arab states, especially Riyadh and Qatar, are signed on, and that everything is moving in the direction of ending the war in Gaza, returning what remain of the hostages, and also coming to a peace plan that extends for many years. Judy, you're a veteran of reporting here, and what I've learned in my time of a couple of decades reporting in the Middle East, just wait till morning and we'll see how it works. Is Europe responding in any fashion to what appears to be, from Washington's point of view, momentum?
Europe has to wait and see. They've been so let down before with Trump's policies on Ukraine and his announcements several months ago about turning Gaza into a wonderful place and so on. It is early days. There are serious flaws out there. What's going to happen to the Palestinian Authority that so-called governs the West Bank? It's highly corrupt. It's hated by normal Gazans. It's hated by the people in the occupied West Bank. And giving a role to the Palestinian Authority in Gaza, it would be a complete nightmare and detriment to the people of Gaza, because the PA has never done anything for the people of Gaza and they fell out with Hamas. This is the first thing. Secondly, we just don't know how Hamas is going to be disbanded, how it's going to accept this deal. There's a deadline to get the hostages released, those who are already living, if any are. It's a very tight deadline. And Trump is putting on the pressure on Netanyahu. Back home, there's a fierce debate back home now inside the cabinet, especially the finance minister. This is betrayal, et cetera, et cetera. But maybe this is Netanyahu's last chance to get Trump really on board, or rather the former British Prime Minister Tony Blair to implement his plan. But it's a plan that's high risk strategy, and it's going to take an awful lot of money. And just one other thing, John, Tony Blair hasn't got unanimous backing from a lot of the Arab states, because there's quite a bit of rivalry to take over what one says is a very senior, the top post in Gaza. It's a nightmare of a posting. Whoever gets it, well, they've got a huge amount of work to do, and diplomatic work to do, and political and economic, not to speak of military and security.
The turmoil, the disorder proceeding from people protesting the Gaza war has spread throughout Europe these last days and these last weeks. This looks to be an opportunity for Europe to solve that dilemma. I understand it comes from the street protests, but that influences the parliamentarians as well. Again, I'm being utopian here, but can I presume that a Gaza peace plan will help all of Europe focus its own problems and not worry about other people's?
No, the Europeans can't afford to just ignore Gaza, because this is about migration, this is about refugee status, this is about helping very, very sick people. It's about contributing to the rebuilding of Gaza. This is the first thing. And secondly, don't forget, John, that the 27 member states are still divided over recognising Palestine as an independent country in their own right. Does this include Gaza, by the way? And so, Germany is not going to recognise the Palestine as an independent state at the moment. But leaving this aside, the Europeans are waiting to see exactly what will come out of these ideas now by Tony Blair and Donald Trump and, of course, Benjamin Netanyahu. But they're not going to jump in any big way whatsoever. They're waiting, but they know actually that no matter the outcome, they will be asked to contribute to rebuild Gaza.
Judy, in general, these topics, the drone wall, Moldova, the vote in Germany, and the Gaza peace plan, considering where we're coming from, it feels here on the east coast of the United States as if there's good weather ahead geopolitically. Does it feel that way in Berlin? We have less than a minute.
One wants to have the good feel factor. One has the good news of the AFD, the good news for the AFD North Rhine-Westphalia. We have the good news in Moldova. We don't know about Ukraine, but we do know Europeans cooperating with Ukraine to build more drones. As for the United States and the Europeans, there's a huge gap there. But one wants good news. But one doesn't want good news that will be deflated overnight. So we're looking for straws to clutch, and Moldova and the AFD is what, two of them.
I'm sure there's a Russian proverb for this, but I'll leave it to another day. Judy Dempsey, she is the senior scholar at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in Berlin.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.